Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Number 123, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, the decree signed into law by Darius became public knowledge, but Daniel, knowing of the decree, followed his customary practice, just as he had done before, of going to his own upstairs room three times each day to pray to God. He prayed toward Jerusalem. Daniel's prayer was first a prayer of thanksgiving, as he acknowledged God's goodnesses to him. His prayer was also a prayer for guidance and help. Doubtless, the responsibility of high office rested heavily on Daniel, and he sought God's wisdom in the decisions he had to make. Daniel was more than 80 years old at this time. He was about 16 when he was taken captive 66 years earlier. So because of his years, he may have also sought God for physical strength to carry on his heavy duties. Daniel made no attempt to hide his devotion to or his dependence on God, even though it now meant disobeying a governmental decree. Daniel would not and could not look to Darius for the guidance and strength he knew God alone could supply. Apparently, his opponents knew where and when he prayed, so they went to his room at the time, and as expected, found him praying. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand God's Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, if you have not done so, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and get it saved to heaven, to that wonderful place called heaven, when you die. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6